keep an eye on the water levels of your Christmas tree to prevent it from drying out. We're watching the water next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Watching water levels on your holiday tree will make a difference. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners checks the levels.
For that next couple of days, up to the next week, you've got to make sure you're checking every day because the water will get sucked up really, really fast if it's a good, healthy, strong tree. Now, this year, the tree outpaced me, and I forgot to check a day on water. And so I probably shot myself in the foot because I just forgot. And even with all the capacity that that stand has got, that tree was sucking up the water. It tells me a few things. One, I need to be more vigilant. Two, I got a really healthy tree because I've had trees where I fill the tree stand twice, and then it's done. That is all it's going to take up. That's all it's going to do. And it'll get crispy by Christmas-ish. And I accept that because we get trees early. And this one just kept on sucking up water. And I'm out of town now, so hopefully it's doing okay because I'm not able to check it. But that water, cutting a couple of inches off your stem, getting enough water in there and keeping it in there for as long as you can makes a difference. Once that tree has quit noticeably sucking down water, it's done. Whatever it's got, it's got. It's good to keep it still wet down there, but honestly, once it's quit sucking up water, sometimes it'll go a week before it gets dry enough that you can even add any more. And so that first week, get the tree cut, get it in water, and just keep it hydrated until it's done taking in what it wants. And that's your primary thing.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.